Hi, everybody. The Complex PTSD Guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist. I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to point out that my technical update went fine. I wasn't sure if it was going to cause me to lose connection with certain things on this podcast, but it looks like it went smooth. All my episodes are still there for me to access. I can still download things easily. It all makes sense. So that's good. I was just worried I would lose connection, or you guys would lose connection to me. But it looks like it went fine. And so I'm all done with that. And I wanted to point out my next episode is going to be about the life-altering situations we can get ourselves into when we are actually doing things rooted in low self-esteem and we don't realize that that's what we're doing. Because I think this is a huge part of complex PTSD. For, I would say, a lot of people who come from trauma, we're actually making huge life decisions based in low self-esteem. They're rooted in that. And that's why a lot of times when they come to fruition and they come to a boiling point or a crisis or whatever else it may be, or continued feelings of hopelessness or all these other things, feeling like we don't know who we are, or feeling like we have dissociative identity disorder, and we actually don't, but we feel that way. I think so much of our identity, if it's rooted in low self-esteem, it shows itself in very specific ways. And I definitely have been, I would just say, a victim of that, because I do think it comes from being a victim of abuse. So I think it kind of sticks with us. And then we live in ways, like, I'm not calling myself a victim now. I'm just saying that there might be certain things that come from being an actual victim of abuse, long-term abuse, that show themselves through low self-esteem. And unless somebody's saying it to your face, like maybe what it is, you're never going to know. So I'm just going to say it to your face, right? Because I've lived that, and I've been that, and I've lived with the mass confusion that's what that is. Mass confusion is what it feels like, and a mass loss of sense of identity, which I believe is one of the symptoms of complex PTSD. I can look that up really quick. But again, that's what my next episode is going to be. I actually have a busy afternoon doing some things. I have a dentist visit, and then I have a friend coming over, and have to run around town and do errands. So I won't be free probably until about 8 o'clock tonight. So later in the evening, I will do this episode about living in ways, or taking certain life paths, or, you know, decisions that are huge. They're huge things. And if they're rooted in low self-esteem, you might not know that that's what that is. You might not know that you even struggle with that. You may feel that you're a lot more outgoing now, or you're this or you're that, but you might not realize you're still struggling with low self-esteem, and I'm going to explain that. So the symptoms of complex PTSD, I just want to go through them so I can point out the specific thing I'm going to cover in regards to this identity issue. So there's hyperarousal, emotional overstress, intrusive thoughts, emotional dysregulation, hypervigilance, negative self-beliefs, interpersonal difficulties, attention difficulties, anxiety, depression, somatization, dissociation. So I think it's that last one, dissociation. So I always call it, because I've talked about dissociative identity disorder, I used to feel like I had multiple personalities. You know, I've talked about this Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde thing, all these different things. You know, it's almost like, who am I? What am I? Who's the real me? Or if you've ever been in situations that you get yourself into situations and you're like, you're feeling like it's not really the real you, but somehow you ended up there. Or you're around people and you're around them for some reason, and you're blending with them rather than being who you are, because maybe we don't actually know who we are if it's all stemmed in low self-esteem. And I can't tell you how many times I've dealt with that. for at least a 20-year period, where I would be in situations where I was like, particularly in friend situations, maybe in college or different places, where it's almost like you're going whatever way the wind is blowing, and you don't know, almost, you sort of lose yourself in them. You lose yourself in other people. I think that's a huge issue for people who come from trauma. We lose ourselves in maybe people that we feel safe around, but it's almost like we lose our identity because we didn't ever have an identity. So a lot of that I'm going to cover, where that's coming from and how I personally feel so much more actually confident in knowing where it's actually coming from and what it looks like. Because I know where it's coming from, what it looks like now. I really didn't. And so, again, I'm going to give credit where credit is due. So I'm going to mention that book again. I know I've mentioned it a lot, but it's really helped me. That's why I keep talking about it. I highly recommend it, that Novel Cure book. So I'll mention that again and the authors. And I'm just going to point out just how huge this is. But I'm going to give specific examples of things I've done where I know now that they were rooted in low self-esteem. And the biggest way I can describe it is mass confusion and feeling like you're losing your identity, but almost as if you never knew what your identity was. That's how it feels. So I'm going to cover that. And I'm so glad that this technical stuff is behind me, because I was kind of anxious to even attempt to change any information to access my podcast. I didn't know if I was going to lose everything. So that's all taken care of. This is the Complex PTSD Guy signing off.